Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Grace greetings. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. 5 minutes every day, we're taking you through the book of Romans, verse by verse, although yesterday and today, we didn't read anything from the book of Romans. We read from the book of Galatians, and here's why. We are entering the third chapter of Romans, and Paul is about to defend God's judgment, but he's also going to declare, as he's tried to do for two chapters, both Jews and Gentiles guilty. And then he will turn the argument in the 21st verse and show the righteousness of God as revealed apart from the ability to keep the law. So when you see the transition happen in the middle of chapter 3, you'll realize that the first two chapters were just conversational setup to try to take you in the direction he wanted you to go. And as I was praying about getting into that, I was struck with Galatians 2:21, and I posed the question to you yesterday, what does this verse mean to you? And I'll tell you what it means to me. Let's read it. Galatians 2:21. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. Or the Greek phrase there, Christ died for nothing. Paul makes this amazing statement to begin the verse. I do not set aside the grace of God. What would it look like for Paul to set aside the grace of God? Well, based upon the remainder of the verse, it would look like this. Righteousness would have to come through your keeping the law, and Christ's death then would mean nothing. Paul links the grace of God with the death of Christ. Let's read it again. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. So by setting aside grace, you have no reason for the cross. The cross is the unleashing of grace on planet Earth. If righteousness could come through the law, then you would not need Christ to die on the cross. Thus, you would not need grace, which tells us this. God's grace and law-based righteousness are diametrically opposed to one another. The two cannot exist in the same room. You cannot be righteous based upon the keeping of the law and claiming the grace of God that comes through the finished work. This is why Paul says in 1 Corinthians 1, we preach Christ crucified. It's not that Paul, every time he opened his mouth, started screaming about the cross. It's that the crucified Christ is the unleashing of grace on the planet. And that if you don't have the unleashing of grace, all you have is a righteousness that comes by the law. Now, we may not see it quite yet, but as this third chapter of Romans sort of reveals itself to us, I think we will see why that Galatians 2:21, I would have to set aside God's grace if righteousness came through the law, why that's important to Paul's theology, because he builds his entire case around it. All right, Romans chapter 3, verse 1. What advantage then has the Jew? Or what is the profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, profit of circumcision? So he's asking a question that's based upon his argument at the end of chapter 2 that circumcision doesn't do you any good, and that a Jew is not one who's been circumcised outwardly, but one who's of the spirit, not the letter. So what advantage then has the Jew, or what profit is circumcision? Much in every way, chiefly because to them were committed the oracles of God. We'll get into what this verse means, verse 2, and this commitment of the oracles of God tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless.